"Can you spare some change?" she says to me as I head to something someone that's not me considers more important. That's a good question, I think, but don't respond because the tone in which I thought it seethed sarcasm. My initial thoughts, I think they were, I'm always thinking, are on finances. Some email reminders saying I owe things to people who already have too much money that they put massive aviaries and greenhouses on their properties, yet hate birds and vegetation. Finances. Fine. And sis, school in debts to deranged, ne'er rearranged institutions, claim changed thought, cling to unchanged periwigs, unchanged diapers, we wade through thick, knee-high cranberry pools, looking for that change, and realize it's owned by a chump that sold us on a cheap line that education only lives in lecture halls and tricorn graduation caps, not in life itself. Education didn't exist pre-859 AD in Fez, Morocco. Debt threats from the bank. "Hello, Mr. Cooper." It's sad to immediately consider polite voices on the telephone as deceivers. The receiver slammed, and I'm slammed with a traffic-jammed brain stained with worries, prattling and rattling in my skull like untied-down things in the back of a moving van going over cobblestoned roads. But change is unstable movement. It's buying and possibly paying for the words of a politician, believing the ideological structure that constitutes our freedoms will fluctuate its posture from sitting to standing. It's the flight that makes it to its final destination. And the one that crashes into the sea, you become the ocean's floor. You become a new, diverse ecosystem, and it's just swimming. It's the life of a nomad, and the hardships of friendship over endless emails and months of silence. Nomad silence is trusting you'll still be there when the snow thaws. It's the life of a nomad and the hardship of friendships over endless emails and months of silence. Nomad silence is trusting you'll still be there when the snow thaws. A lifestyle. It's refusing to eat meat anymore, or eating meat for the first time, or cherries, and realizing that all this time you thought you hated them was because you associated them with the taste of the maraschino ones. It's a haircut. It's the "what the fuck did you do to my haircut?" It's a new hat to wear over a bad haircut, a new item of clothing, and stepping in front of the mirror and deciding if that's really you. It's the reaction of others to see these new additions or subtractions. It's your reaction to their reaction. It's regression due to disapproval. It's progression without their approval. For some, it's safer without equations, with the repeated sounds from unjumpy sources that they know all too well, the repeated image of some pastel wallpaper, the same bland placed item on their unpatterned white plates every meal. Yes, change is unconventional food for thought. It's quitting that retail job you've worked since you were 15, but we've always been loyal to you. I didn't know loyalty meant paying you the bare minimum to survive in a city where working individuals pay to sleep on couches in the middle of a living room and children's sandwiches are two pieces of bread and mayonnaise. Loyalty is bare minimum sandwiches. Change is a different route to work and lifting your head up from your cellular device to look at the last of the yellow and gold fall trees, leaves, semicircular rotations on weakened stem axles, dancing. It's saying thank you to people that hold the door for you or holding the door for other people. It's not lumping people or being lumped yourself because we learned on old McDonald's farm how to categorically identify domestic animals and make it easier if they have one voice. E-I-E-I-O. If they're not individuals, how can you ever tell your son or daughter that they are special? Because in your eyes, they are white, they are brown, they are Arab, they are middle class, and can never be more or less than that post-it note summation of identity. Change is not the tsunami, but what we do after it. Change is not easy. Change is not religious. Change has no platform. Change has no time for speeches. Change is never speeches. It talks only in dialogues, in words that are dictated into a petition, into a smartphone device, asking for directions to Vancouver City Hall, where you and 1,000 other Facebook followers will yell up at that neon clock tower, "We want change!" Change makes me feel guilty to write this poem in past tense. Change is tomorrow, but not putting it off with, "We'll get to it tomorrow," but actually tomorrow, or today even. Why not? Change is selfish, self-involved, but it can affect others. Change is a tropical body of water. Its color is not defined by the drops that form it, but by what it sits upon below. So, can I spare some change? I can spare some change, I tell myself that. I can spare some change, I walk away from the cold woman. I can spare some change, I'm warm. The cold woman, I'm warm. The woman's still cold.